Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Sunday, the 24th of July, 2022, and I have the honor to have Preacher Mike on, and we're going to make this short because there's something, a short show, maybe 15, 20 minutes. He wants to talk about vaccination and so forth, but there's something I want to add that I'll have up a complete detailed video that people can see. With this show, I'll put it up behind it on the breaking news column. But look for Tina Peters. She's a Mesa County clerk and recorder over near Grand Junction on the Western Slope. And she's running for Secretary of State, and they had to destroy her. Now, Brownstein is the one behind it. And Norman Brownstein, who was Leonard Millman, Mike's in-law's attorney, and was Daddy Bush's CIA counsel at the CIA after being out of law school for 3 years working for Millman. And he was lead CIA counsel. That others were underneath, like Bill Barr, etc. But anyway, there'll be a video up there. You got to take a look at that, folks. And a second video everybody's got to see is it's called Silverado Savings Drug Money. BlackRock owns everything. Take a look at this robot. Artificial intelligence ran for 15 years. Someone in the CIA made the video of this whole thing, was able to get in the control room, and this is BlackRock Blackstone that owns the Federal Reserve now, the U.S. Treasury. They did it with a fucking robot, folks. A robot, artificial intelligence. 15 years ago, they claim it's only been 10 years, but it was 15, and they were sitting here in BlackRock. Initially, Pete Peters started the place in behalf of Millman, and it was to buy up all the commercial real estate that was available because they had so much drug money from Iran-Contra, which still goes on today. So, anyway, they were buying up all real estate, and then in 1998, they started Blackstone, a financial group which eventually took over the Federal Reserve and was involved with the obstruction of justice of the cover-up of bank bailout. Now, they own the U.S. Treasury now. But this video shows you how they did it with trading. A robot running 24/7 artificial intelligence, outthinking a human being, and was reaping in the profits from sitting there doing trading around the world for 15 years. It will blow your mind. They are the largest bank in America. And then Millman, my ex-bitch's father, before his death, now it's Larry Mizell that controls it all. They pass it on. They're demon-possessed, fallen angel-possessed is what it is. Alien, they call it, possessed. Human beings. But he owns HSBC Bank out of Great West Life out of Denver that he spun off of a subsidiary, made a subsidiary of the Canadian Bank, part of Royal Bank that Meyer Lansky, the original Jewish mobster, had. And then the demon, or the fallen angel, jumps in Millman and it jumps in Mizell upon their deaths. But they passed that $100 trillion Millman passed on to Mizell. Now, he's raised this up beyond $1 trillion, believe me, with Pete Peterson, who's a director of the federal, Council on Foreign Relations, which is everything against America, and he's the one that started BlackRock. So you want to take a look at this, and then punch in my search engine, Blackstone, BlackRock, other articles come up about them. But they're, I mean, this is unbelievable. With a robot, 15 years ago, artificial intelligence. So a CIA buddy of mine sent it to me, because his buddy made it. Anyway, take a look at it. With that said, Mike, you want to talk about vaccinations and shots. Get into it, would you please?
Yeah. I've been looking at the news today and listening, and every day there's something on Biden, and he caught the variant. And it seems to me like if our president, who is pushing the vaccines and because of the variants and this and that, they always got an excuse of why things happen. You know that they always have an excuse. And like excuses are like bungholes. Everybody knows that. Everyone's got one. But it's really irking me because, you know, I was one of those idiots that went and got the vaccine at first because I believed them like an idiot. Right. And then I sat here and watched my own leaders catching it, all the way down from congressmen to senators to you name it. And it's just, it's totally ridiculous. I don't know. I don't know how you feel about it, but I personally think it's just one big hypocritical move, like Stu said, to control everybody. It's a means of control, kind of like the vaccines back in the 50s. You know, they said were for diseases and other purposes than tracking and other purposes. And that's what they're doing now with the vaccines. It's not much different than going to a Catholic confessional and them writing your name down and what you did. They get your name and then they just go into your personal file, because everybody in America has a personal file digitized. And they'll just look up everything you ever did that's on record or ever told about or anything, all the way back to elementary school. And they'll find any dirt on you they can. And they'll look at your medical records. They feel the need to torture you, you know. They know what hurts.
If they want to clone you, folks, they can clone you. You've given them your DNA at some point, blood, whatever.
If they can clone a sheep, they can clone you.
Hope, Arkansas, Mike, you may not be aware of this, but because I helped expose it, because someone gave it to me in Springfield, Missouri, where I was being evaluated. You know that story. Anyway, when I was being held as a political prisoner, but they gave me the information about Hope, Arkansas. So I was discussing with Rodney Bowers of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, who was doing stories for me, and the Arkansas State Patrolman, the anthrax, forget his name. I talked to him so many times. They were hiding from the FBI, but they got him and several of us anthrax. But Rodney and I mentioned to him about Hope, Arkansas. Have you ever been down there? What is it, that base underground? He started talking, opened up to me, and he thought it was a cloning base as well. So it made a confirmation, and he started asking doctors, started asking questions coming up out of there, to shift change and shit. And they were like running for cover. They didn't want to talk to him. But Otis told me and confirmed the NSA knows it's a cloning base, and they've cloned 10 million people, folks. They walk around, they do everything, they except for one thing. They don't have a conscience, and they don't have a soul. Now, could this be a lot of the shooters? All they do is grab some kid out of school, someone's DNA, and they clone one up, say, we're going to make him a shooter over here, and they program him right after being cloned. They program in his mind to go do a shootout. We're going to send you in. You're going to become, here's your new parents, everything. He's showing pictures, all this other stuff, and he just adjusts, and they say something's been on the matter with our kid for about 2 weeks, and all of a sudden he's shooting up a whole school. That could be a lot of clones. I think that they're using them to do it with, and they're cloning kids, some of them. But go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I just was, it's, you know, I didn't believe a lot of this stuff growing up that people were telling me, and I was learning about it back then because the things my dad did, and I could put two plus two together.
Your dad worked top secret stuff like my dad did.
No, my dad wouldn't say a word to me. In fact, he beat my ass for opening his briefcase.
Mine wouldn't say a word to me. I said, what do you do for a living? About 13, I make cups, saucers, and spoons. And then Super Spook Otis Johnson had the honor to sit in his living room some years later. It was around 2002, I think it was, when I moved back to Kansas City. I stayed with my folks for a short period of time, a couple months. And anyway, he had the honor because he came pick me up, take me to dinner, smorgasbord. And he was on his way from Dallas E-Systems up to his home in Nebraska, and he was going to stay at a casino there. So anyway, he took me out to dinner. Well, I sat on my parents' couch, and they were sitting on the other couch on the other side of the room. And I sat on one of the chairs after getting everybody some coffee and tea, whatever they wanted. And he's sitting there talking to you. He says, oh, yeah. He says, Bendix, he said, Stu told me you worked for him, that you were a big VP out there in charge of quality reassurance and stuff. He says, yeah. And he says, a lot of the toys that you made, he says, I dealt with over the years. And he starts naming off toys. He starts talking about being in the missile silo at headquarters up in Omaha, but it's not actually there, folks. I don't want to give out national secret, but it's near there, we'll put it that way. But anyway, he was talking about the toys and talking about being at Area 51, Papoose Lake, Nevada, the alien base, and he was talking about all kinds of stuff and other toys that Bendix made. And my dad was turning white as a ghost. He didn't say nothing because they'd never revealed any of this to me, but I already knew it. Because other people like Otis and others told me about it after I mentioned what he did. And anyway, here was the point. He taught at Los Alamos, my dad did. Scientific Laboratory, Department of Energy Inspectors. He was really good at what he did. Because they wanted to knock 150 inspectors off of Bendix in Kansas City and reduce it down to 150 instead of 300 they had. Because Bendix was running 150 and was doing a perfect job. So he taught the dough inspectors for 6 weeks how to do their jobs down at Los Alamos before his retirement. But Otis blew his mind. And he told me a couple of days later, he said, by the way, your buddy Otis said, I like him, because they had a good conversation about a lot of stuff, and an hour long. Anyway, he says, one thing he said, revealed on the couch over there, he says, you better not talk about what he said about what I did for a living. I said, no, I don't intend on it. I'm not going to make it public. He says, that can get you killed. I said, yeah, I know. So anyway, go ahead, Mike. Your dad did something similar with other aerospace companies as well.
Yeah, my dad was involved with Apollo, but he couldn't hide that because of all the things he did. He had to do home a lot of it. But we never said nothing, me and my sisters, about what he did. We didn't know what he did. He just said he helped on Apollo. And that's all I knew.
Yeah, but he worked for
all the models he built, and he told me those were gifts.
Yeah, well, Rockwell International he worked for, and then he worked later for Mark Marietta, and then
Beechcraft, Bell Helicopter. And there was one more place. I keep wanting to say Boeing, but I'm not sure if it was Boeing.
But he was an engineer designer, is what he was.
Yeah, in fact, when we went to Beechcraft, I saw him at work. So he took us on a special little tour, but we didn't get to go up in the air.
Now you got to meet President Truman.
Yeah.
Uh huh. And
yeah,
your father, your grandfather used to play cards with President Truman. But
yeah.
your dad had been down to the library, and you met Truman himself after he'd been president, you and your sisters. Is that correct?
Yeah, I wish I could put that picture I got up online, but I can't. But it's got President Truman in his living room, and he's got his arm around me and my sisters. I was probably two, almost three. My sisters were little too, but he looked like our grandfather the way he was posed.
Cool.
But you could tell, I like that man because his house wasn't no mansion. He didn't have the CIA watching him and getting $1 million a year afterwards and all this other crap that they get now. He just went back to his job after the war was over and built his remaining days as a retired shop owner.
Yeah, he used to, when I was a kid, I went to school there at Palmer in Independence, Missouri, and it was right down the street on Truman Road from his house, and he would walk up the Independence Square to have lunch a couple times a week. But man, it's kind of funny, but when I was 21, I had a real estate license, and I sold real estate, got some good marketing experience, assistant rookie of the year that particular year, and then I started in the building business. But here was the point, is that a Secret Service agent that guarded Truman's home, him, when he was still alive, was way back, got 71 or something, I think it was, or his wife was still alive or something, but he guarded the house. He was on a shift with another one, and I think it was 2-week shift was on the deal, but he ended up buying a triplex, had three different units in a triplex. I had it up for sale, but he bought it from me. So anyway, it's kind of interesting, just a little tidbit. Go ahead, Mike.
I just find it fascinating. And I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I just know that since I've been a kid, they've been lying to us. Since I've been a kid and an adult, and when I was an adult, I found out what the lies were. And I found out, like I told you before, everything started in 1913 when the Federal Reserve was born from these elite families. And they basically said, over an illegal session at Christmas, because half the people were there, so there wasn't enough for a real vote. And they said, basically in layman's terms, hey, we'll guard your gold and silver, and we'll print you money for a fee. They were in on it, the people that signed it into law.
Yeah, I know. And they made it taxation on corporations, and they taxed the American people illegally.
But your audience might not. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah.
But you really need to know how it started, not just where we're at. You need to know where it came from or how it started, or your mind's going to be full of all these questions that have nothing to do with nothing.
But right? That's where it did start, and they took control of the money supply, is what it was, folks. Illegal,
yeah.
Which was the U.S. Treasury. And that's one of the things, Kennedy, I'll bring it up real quick because we don't have a lot of time, Mike. Kennedy printed the U.S. $5 or $2 and $5 silver certificates, I think he called it. And
he was going to make it all silver certificates.
Mm-hmm.
All backed by gold, silver,
and bring back the U.S. dollar instead of the Federal Reserve private corporation owning your money supply.
Instead of the credit note.
That they just took over the U.S. Treasury. It's the first time in history. They became such a big bank, they took it over. And that's what I was discussing about this video that reads on the breaking news column, Silverado Savings, Drug Money, BlackRock. Take a look at that, folks. You see what they've been into. Artificial intelligence with the aliens. The aliens are the fallen angels, according to Super Spook Otis Johnson. It says 200,000 of them are registered at the NSA and 10 million clones, Hope, Arkansas.
And you got to remember, a lot of people don't know this because they don't read their Bibles. They think Lucifer is under our feet, and he's not. He's out in space in one of the heavens. But he can't go to God's realm anymore. Well, he can, but he can't. He can't go to God. He can talk to God, but he can't go before God anymore like he could. And, you know, when him and Job got into it, back then he was allowed to go before God. But since the Job incidents, I don't think he's been allowed to go before God. Because the Bible says, O King of Tyre, why did you give up your heavenly place for this? Basically, in translated term, you know, he's talking about Tyre is a place that we call hell or the abyss or whatever, Valhalla, some people call it. People have different names for it, but it's the place of waiting, the place of waiting for judgment day. A lot of people, if you read the book of Enoch, a lot of people don't know this, but even the saved are going to be in hell, in the abyss, in the waiting place, but it's a nice waiting place. It's not like what the people who don't know the Lord. And it's Jesus, like he did before when he went and got the saints out of hell and took them to heaven. He's going to do the same thing with us, only we're going to be risen out of the ground and meet him in the air when he's coming down.
I got a question. Why is it they're trying to open up a portal into the pit of hell with CERN? This is the third CERN. The super collider CERN. You're familiar with it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, the one they saw, you know, a big ball hit Earth before 2025, six times size, big fireball into Earth.
Yeah.
Two stars hit us in the meantime, all that. Well, they've been using a new CERN they opened up to try to create a portal into the pit of hell and let the demons out.
Did I send you that picture of the thing hitting the moon?
Yes.
Okay,
no, not hitting the moon. Someone sent me a picture of it hitting the North Pole.
Well,
that was a solar flare.
This one's of the moon. You can tell it's the moon.
Okay, you did send me a link. I haven't looked at it yet. I think it was last night you sent it to me or something. I'll check it out. Okay?
But the thing I wanted to point out was if you look at it, it puts off this EMP pulse. I think that's some kind of shock wave, but it's bigger than the planet. It's like so much bigger than the planet.
And it hit the moon?
Yeah, you put two or three moons in this cloud out of it, and in the space. It's like, that was one hit, and it was like, and it wasn't even, I think it came from the sun. We've been getting hit with solar flares for years now.
Yeah, well, one reportedly hit the North Pole, right where the hole is, into the center of the Earth.
The 19th one hit the North Pole.
Yeah.
And, it caused blackouts, it caused all kinds of problems.
On the 19th, huh?
Yeah, and I want people to understand something, too. When Biden took presidency, he made so much fun of the Republicans and got everybody in America thought it was funny and thought he was the great guy. And he humiliated us like three or four times in front of the world. And now he's got COVID, the variant, which, you know, that's what we were vaccinated against. He was pushing them the most. And for the long-term vaccination, it's like, screw that. I got one. I'm not getting any more. I've already had COVID, you know, and so it's like I never got tested, but I had all the symptoms last for over a month.
You brought up something. Here's something said on this morning's news. Said yes here, whatever, it was on Fox. And they said on the program comes on 9 o'clock Central. And they made, because Spooks got me to monitor that and another program at ABC or CBS. Because there's always something they're putting out. And here's what it was. She made a statement, White House gal, spokesperson, makes a statement that they know that everybody at some point is going to have had the COVID virus, whether they're vaccinated or not.
Right. The people need to stop blaming Trump for everything. Trump didn't screw this up. Trump didn't start it. Trump didn't finish it. It's like everybody blames Trump, but I got this letter from the White House I wanted to read to you. It's from Biden, supposedly. It's stamped, signed, you know. But it says...
What was the date of this?
The date of this was May 6, 2021.
Okay.
He said, my fellow American, on March 11, 2021, I signed into law the American Rescue Plan, a law that will help vaccinate America and deliver immediate, let me turn on the slide. I can't read this. Hold on a sec. It says, American Rescue Plan is direct payments of $1,400 per person for most Americans' households, with $600 direct payment from December. This brings total relief payment of $2,000. This fulfills a promise I made to you and will help get millions of Americans through this crisis. And he underlined all this. I am pleased to inform you that because of the American Rescue Plan, a direct payment of $1,400 was issued to you by direct deposit. If you haven't received your payment within 7 days of receiving this letter, please check the status of the payment by visiting the IRS website or calling the IRS phone number listed at the bottom of this letter. And that's where they can know who to audit or not do. There may be other parts of the American Rescue Plan that will help you as well. For example, there is aid for small businesses, and a child tax credit for families, and resources to reopen our schools safely. That sounds all good, doesn't it? The American Rescue Plan also extends unemployment insurance and helps reduce your health care premiums if you have a plan through the Affordable Care Act. If you have Medicare C, you're entitled to what he just said, but if you don't, you're not. It says, to learn more about this law and how it works for you, please visit wh.gov/ARP. When I took office, I promised the American people that help was on the way. The American Rescue Plan makes good on that promise. This bill was passed to provide emergency relief to millions of Americans. I want to be sure you receive all the benefits that you are entitled to. This has been a long, hard time for our nation, but I believe brighter days are ahead. We are on the la-la path. No, that's not what it says. We are on the path to vaccinating the nation. Our economy is on the mend. And our children will be back in school. I truly believe there is nothing we can't do as a nation as long as we put together President Joseph R. Biden Jr. For information on your direct payment, please visit irs.gov/coronavirus or call and give the phone number. My point is, when my kids went and did their taxes this year, they had to pay all that money back. And I'm sure every other taxpayer did too.
They had to pay it back?
Yeah, you have to pay it back. I need taxes out of what
you get. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah, there's always something, and people are paying this back. They're going homeless. They're without water, getting a water shortage. Las Vegas will empty out within 6 to 9 months because Lake Mead's dry. Lake Powell up in Utah is going dry. No water. California's going dry. The Midwest is going dry. Except when they're bringing HARP down through and creating weather wars to wipe out cities, create more tornadoes. They're going to be doing a lot of that, folks, especially with the kind of heats we're having down there in Kansas City. We've been out 101 yesterday with heat index. Now, that's in the shade. Heat index is the heat and sun. It's 110 to 115 yesterday. Now, they're doing it the whole Midwest. They're burning up the crop. They're burning up everything. They destroyed 100 food processing plants now. I mean, we got a food shortage coming up. You're missing stuff at the food store. You can't find frozen chicken breast now. You got to buy a freshly cut chicken breast, okay? But you can't find frozen. You used to be able to find, you know, half a dozen of them or a dozen of them for $10. They're not available. Fish, certain fish is not available right now. And we're seeing the shortage happening. They're destroying food processing plants. We're getting ready to have a food shortage. We're having a water shortage already. And we got the plex. And we got monkeypox now. 144,000 cases or something broke out in the U.S. now. Broke out worldwide. It's the next epidemic. Now, this is all staged events by the fallen angels, which are the aliens, the NSA calls them, that are registered with them that possess human beings. These are the 200 or 300,000 that fell. It talks about when they had a war in Genesis and had a war in heaven, a third of them fell. That'd be 333,333. Okay, but 200,000 are registered with the NSA. They made an agreement with the aliens in 1952 because John Laird, who was a CIA pilot, he used to interview him. He was a good friend. He died a few months back. And John, his dad, built 150 flying saucers between 52 and 58 for the U.S. government, which was alien technology. They did this 1952-2012 agreement, which has been extended. And they have the alien base in Bluffdale, Utah, where they have a artificial intelligence beyond computers, folks. Six floors underground, and they've got six over in Missouri, and they got six over in Illinois. The six in Missouri at Knob Noster, and they got six over in Illinois. That may be closed down, I heard, but I don't think so. I think it's still open. In Atlanta, they got six floors below. Up in Virginia, they got six floors below. And in Cheney, Kansas Reservoir down near Wichita, they got six floors below. And they got one out in the northwest in Seattle or Portland, wherever it is. But this is part of a network that's all hooked up, folks. Now, if you can believe this, our government, the United States of America, leases its phone system and its internet system from the Israelis. Is that espionage? And they're all hooked up to these bases? Go up and take a look at something that's very severe. It's called treason and sedition. Look up on the top of StuWeb.com where it says cyber attackers against StuWeb or cyber attackers. Look at the link that says Larry Mizell on it. Why is he using Department of Defense internet connections through his finance company that was doing cyber attacks against my website for nearly 7 years before I finally figured him out? Pardon me?
What did you say his last name was?
Larry Mizell, M-I-Z-E-L. He's the one that took over for Milman. Take a look at that, folks. Hey, you feds, do your job and bust his ass. He is using, his company is using to do cyber attacks against his enemies, Department of Defense computers. Why is he allowed to do that? Isn't that against the law?
Can you give me that name one more time?
Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Mizell, M-I-Z-E-L, on the cyber link attack at the top of my website, folks. Scroll down. It was one of the first ones I posted after I caught his entire network finally and shut a hell of a lot of the cyber attacks down. The other cyber attacks coming against StuWeb.com come from the locations that I gave out just a few minutes ago. Mike, let's close this. I have an emergency. I've got to take care of you. You're aware of it.
That's all. I pretty much said all I had to say. Except go back to Matthew, you guys, if you're listening. I believe it's Matthew 24 I read to you. Anyways, it's the signs of the times. Read the whole thing. Don't just read one verse. Read. Jesus said everything that would happen and everything that would take place, and he's knocking on the door when these things do happen, which means he's the last thing to do is his coming. So be watching.
So Matthew, so everybody study Matthew 24, and that way maybe you can pick it up from there on our next show, Mike.
Okay, but keep
watch. You want to close this with prayer?
Sure. Father God, you are so merciful and wonderful. There's no one like There's nothing like it. You're amazing. I've seen you do so many miracles. I love watching you work. It's like all these people that think they have you beat. It's so funny. I wish I could see the look on their faces, but I have a feeling I'm not going to get to it. But, I just appreciate all you do, Lord. You're the best. And I ask you to especially bless everybody that's tuning in right now and listening. That you give them a special blessing today, and that they know it came from you. It could only come from you. I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Lord Yeshua, my King, that you washed us white as snow. And the ends of starlight said they'd be white as snow. And I really appreciate the forgiveness I needed. So I try to forgive everybody, as you know, that I can. I do my best. And it's not just work, Lord. Thank you for your heart, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate the fact that you're there for all of us. Holy Spirit, I wanted to thank you for being our friend and being the power behind everything. You are the power. And I just thank you for all you do. You're special. And we all love you and we praise you in your special name, Yeshua. And plead your mercy. And we thank you by the blood of Jesus and by his Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
You bet. Y'all have a blessed day and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, have a good one, Mike.